today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Everything's going to be okay with this. Here's the question I have for you. You said you've never had a discount that high. Are we talking about a standard discount that applies to everything? And the reason the discount was as high as it was is because of the ticket price of the item. Is that what it is?
Correct.
So I understand what you're saying. Hold on.
Sure.
Yes and no's, because you'll babble away in that nerd speak that'll confuse the issue. Did you play the music that's supposed to be played when Charlie Burney walks into anywhere?
I did not. What would that be? I don't hear.
Who's supposed to play that when Charlie Burney walks into a store? Ladies and gentlemen, Charlie Burney. Even at 5 years old, yes, he does have a chore. Don't say I run a sweatshop, but he has a chore.
No, you're no sweatshop.
Is to take the trash out to the trash belt. That's what he does.
Does he drag it in that cute little way kids do?
No, he doesn't. He actually,
he's got the muscle tone to pick it up?
Well, I said, I don't care if your arms are shaking. I want that 6 inches over the ground. You little S. Go out there and do that.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy, happy Thursday, everybody.
Woot!
We are dealing with one of our crew members who has a family emergency he's dealing with. We wish Rob the best. Hopefully everything works out well for him today. We can't go into the details on that, but Rob was a last-minute scratch, and we wish him well, and Oscar has slid over into Rob's seat. Now, normally when Rob's not here, or when any of us are not here, it's usually a planned absence, and something doesn't happen at the last minute. So everybody's ready to do what they do. In this particular circumstance, it occurred to me that, let me see if I can give you an analogy.
Please.
So here it is. Normally, when the co-pilot is going to be flying the plane, and the plane being the board op of this show, the co-pilot on our show will get a primer from the pilot who will leave detailed instructions, and he will put them up on the little windshield.
Yes.
And they will go one, check off, check off, check off.
Right, fluid's low, heads up, check out.
So that's fine.
Yeah.
So whenever you have a co-pilot asked to fly the plane with 120 people in the back, it's not going to be a problem whatsoever. In this particular circumstance, we have identified something on the Mike O'Mara Show that when our plane has a last-minute problem where the co-pilot right before takeoff has to get himself out of the studio, then the co-pilot is in a great deal of trouble.
And he didn't tell me not to drink last night. So now I'm going to be hammered flying this plane.
Oh, really? So you went out last night?
Oh, no, I didn't go out. No, that's a joke. What I'm saying is...
okay. Just checking. Usually, you seem sober.
Usually the co-pilot says, hey, here's all the iPads you need with all the elements you need. But you know what? It's my fault, Mike. I know I'm here when he has a heart attack to figure out what's going on. I can't go back to the passengers and say, hey, guys, do you remember what happens here?
I know. But it normally is like clockwork when it's a planned absence. When it's not a planned absence, as we had today, two things happen. Not only are you pressing the buttons that you're not used to pressing, but I'm looking at where you're sitting and the substitute that I have today
about a downgrade.
Is Michael Mack. McIntosh, who we changed the boy's life. We gave him a mission in life.
We got him. He
now is gainfully employed. He's as happy as I have ever. He's the polar opposite of the young, mousy man that came to us years ago. He is now a confident, sophisticated man about town.
All right, he was like a cereal sponge that we put him in water and he grew into a grown up.
I really will always look back on just the way he managed his life during the time that he was associated with. I'm not taking credit for it. When he was associated with
you
us,
should.
He found a niche and he found a way, or as some of my family members in New England would say, a niche.
Niche.
F you! but anyway, he found a niche and he decided to run with it. And that's when he got the job at... at Aaron's, or what is
it? Earl's. Micro Center.
Oh.
Micro Center. He got the job at Micro Center. And the last I checked with you, you were in management, right?
Well, no, I'm a technician.
But you're on the path to management.
Yes.
What's your next? But unlike a lot of retail operations that'll feign upward mobility, there really is upward mobility at this place. I mean, there's a tier system. Yeah, you're a technician, then you go to what? What's your next phase?
There's different tech levels. There's a tech level 1, then 2, then 3, and okay. then so
and it all gets like, more money, right? You get more money when you go up to
and
the
and you also like yeah, and you each certification you get like another dollar an hour.
When do they get you the hooker?
I think it comes after three years. I think.
How's your virginity doing? Did that get an upgrade?
No, it is still stagnant.
Still working
but
on
But you
it.
Are so you're a technician now, and you're going to go tech level. What level are you at?
I'm at 1.
And you want to go to obviously go to 2 is your next one.
Yeah.
And then after 2 is 3.
Yes. That one's much. It's easier to get from 1 to 2 than from 2 to 3. Not many people do that, but I'm definitely aiming for it.
Okay. And then after you say you were to achieve tech level 3, which would I would imagine
it's a devil's threesome.
It would be a lot of a stop it
drinking game.
Just calm down,
beer.
Take a break.
Do you like
by
beer,
the way,
Mike?
You look particularly bright today too.
You know what? I'll cover up.
No, don't cover up. You're fine. But Mac, let me ask. I'm just talking to Oscar. So tech level 3, that's a tremendous breadth of knowledge about computers and things like that. Right?
Yeah, you know everything about every computer typically.
And after 3, if you happen to attain that mountain, and by the way, is 3, is that your highest goal
now, Everest.
Or are you thinking, what's your path?
I mean, there's the one after tech 3 is lead tech, and that's one person who's the lead technician out of everyone, who's manager and technician both, and then there's the knowledge manager, which is the manager.
Knowledge manager. Yeah. That sounds like something, sounds like Gandalf.
Witchcraft. Our department is called the Knowledge Center.
When you get to the two,
I am the knowledge master.
When you get to the two towers, who do you see first?
Batman, I am the knowledge master for you.
Well, it's exciting. I think that's cool. I think that's really really neat that you're looking for the knowledge master. Now we go back to the man who's taking off and putting on his coat again. Well, Oscar,
I didn't
Santana.
Want to be bright, Mike.
All right, very good.
Listen, Mac.
Yes.
Let's talk turkey here. There were days where you would call me and say, hey, Oscar, it's friends and family discount week, and I would be excited. And then you're like the hot chick that I had to run to in Fairfax and see what I could get discounts on. And then the last time we went there, we had to stand in line with you for 45 minutes, and then you left us in the lurch, and then we never saw you again, and the discount was 0. This time, I called you about an 85-inch television that you guys had in stock. And, Mike, if you're ever looking
I remember the story of the 85-inch television.
Yes. Well, we bought it at full price somewhere else. Because Mac didn't get back to me in a timely manner, and he's like, oh, I just ran it through the system. I could have gotten $600 off that television for you.
That's pretty
pricey.
Oh, he said it's bull. He said it's bull.
But then he says, this is how he couches it. He's like, but I'd have to get a manager's approval, which is telling me no, essentially.
Well, no, I thought I replied to that I didn't end up needing one.
Oh, a lot of us and e's and no's. Yes, no, you did not.
So what is the deal? You bought first of all, is this for Podcast Village?
Yeah, full price, Mike. We paid full price. Not the best move.
Very
but
good.
Because this little guy right here, out of the blue comes out with a $600 discount, family,
after
friends, and
family
after the fact.
Is that true, Mac?
Yes, it was.
Is he lying?
No, that was the discount. But I did have to remind him like 2 other times that it's running out because it's a 10-day period. And I texted him 2 more times and make sure, you know, this is the last day.
By the time
day.
He texted me
sounds
back.
Sounds like you dropped the ball.
There was a TV hanging on the wall already, Mike. I don't wait 48 hours to figure out what's going on.
So, I mean, you didn't want to wait the 48 hours for the
$600? I didn't know when he was going to. And by the way, the discount.
Charlie Bernie, he's spending your money too much. Too freely with that. That's it, Charlie Bernie.
Why you got to burn me, man? listen. I am used to. Charlie Bernie was down there.
When Rob does this, nobody gets boned like us. Gets
oh, it's
boned.
The best.
I feel
the best
for you, pal. I really do.
Charlie Bernie knows better than anyone that max discount is no discount.
Why do you say that?
Because
why
he was no in discount? Line with me. I drove Charlie Bernie to Fairfax, Virginia to get the discount on the max we bought. And when
to
we,
Micro Center.
Yeah, and we walk up there and there's no discount.
Yeah.
And he left us in the lurch. He was there to witness the drama.
Yeah, okay, so you were there when Charlie came into the store? Bernie came into the store.
Yes, that was the last time, I think, in the summer.
The last time in
disappointed. Did you play the music that's supposed to be played when Charlie Bernie walks into anywhere?
I did not. What would that be? I don't hear.
Who's supposed to play that when Charlie Bernie walks into the store? Ladies and gentlemen, Charlie Bernie.
So, I was fully expecting no discount. And then out of the blue, he's like, oh, I could have gotten you $600 off. Oh, no. No, not today. Connectivity issues.
Yeah.
Wait, no, you're back. You're back, baby. You're back. So that's $600. Again, $600 discount. And you ratted me out.
No, wait. I want to get clear. I want to get clear on one thing. Is the $600 discount, was that not received because you were in a hurry and you didn't want to wait around? Or was it not received because Mac didn't pull the discount? I'll ask Mac first and then we'll let your Uncle
fair.
Oscar.
It's only fair.
I mean, probably what happened is I did say to him that if it's something that high, I've never actually had a discount that high. So I said I need to ask a
well,
manager.
It's a high ticket item though.
So yes. And I thought that maybe I needed a manager approval for that. So I was going to look at it and I did ask
the
manager.
Stop right there. I have lots of questions. We're going to go step by step. Just take a breath. Everything's going to be fine.
Friends, not foes.
Understood.
Everything's going to be okay with this. Here's the question I have for you. You said you've never had a discount that high. Are we talking about a standard discount that applies to everything? And the reason the discount was as high as it was is because of the ticket price of the item. Is that what it is?
Correct.
So I understand what you're saying. Hold on. yes and no's, because you'll babble away in that nerd speak that'll confuse the issue. All right. So you've got the employee discount that you've offered Oscar up until this point for like Monster cables.
Pretty much,
So
nothing like this. This is the first Mac Daddy discount. So you're nervous because this is a lot of money for the company, but it's a massive ticket item. And so you wanted to check it with your manager before you just rung it up with a 10% employee discount.
Correct.
And what was the process to do that? Do you speak to the manager? Do you send him an email? How would that work?
I just walked to him and spoke with him.
And what did he say when you mentioned, I've got a buddy of mine, or I'm giving the employee discount to a, how does that work? In fact, I would like to hear the whole process.
I can't exactly say how it works.
Oh, it's classic tradecraft. I mean, that's can't one, share that with us? Thing. What are you working for, the CIA?
That's a one. Right. I mean, I was given a few guidelines for here of what I can't say, and that's pretty much the only thing.
I will honor that. I'm not going to make you uncomfortable, but the long and short of it, when you spoke to the manager,
you're
not
a secret agent.
I understand
that is a reasonable discount that we would normally give based on the ticket price of the item. The company makes money. Oscar gets a good discount. Everything's fine. And he gives you the thumbs up?
Yes, he does.
What? That's
pretty much it.
And then what happened was Oscar was impatient. And he wanted think, like a little boy, like the little soulless, gadget-hearted individual that he is. He wanted to get his toy, and he wanted it on the wall at Podcast Village without waiting for that. And would you have gotten Oscar a significant discount if you had waited?
I never got the confirmation from the manager.
All right, say you got the confirmation
from
the manager.
Oh, I would have waited all day.
Would you have gotten a significant discount
all day,
on the TV?
All day. I would have waited all day.
Counterpoint, Mac.
I think that's where it fell through, is where I didn't actually give him the manager approval. I think that's where it fell through.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Well, hold on a second. So, Jesus, this is why the top of my head explodes dealing with you kids, because suddenly you went to your manager.
Yes.
So here's the price of the TV. With this discount, it's going to be this much. Is that okay with you? He goes, yeah. The manager probably doesn't give a rat's ass either.
Yeah,
goes,
pretty
yeah
much.
What the hell? Yeah. Go ahead. Now I can get it off the showroom floor. No problem. And you get the yes.
Yes.
Now, when you got the what was the time period? Did you ever get back to Oscar and say, yeah, hey, we got this fabulous discount, and you're going to buy your massive 300-inch television.
It's a yes,
and you're going to be able to get it from my store. How big a deal is that? Did you ever have the initiative to share that with him?
I guess not, but the conversation continued with a bunch of other
things. How many 85-inch televisions do you sell in a day?
That I don't.
That's right, zero. Why didn't you get back to our boy here?
He was because we were continuing the conversation. He was asking me a bunch of other stuff to look up discounts for, and I was giving him prices for each of them. And I guess I don't know.
It slipped through the cracks.
It slipped through.
Yes, it slipped through the cracks.
Well, it sounds to me like the person who is at the greatest loss here is CB Charlie Bernie.
Charlie Bernie,
do you have anything to add to this? Sounds like a total. If this was the Mike O'Mara show specifically,
yes,
I'd be out of my mind right now.
Okay,
because if we missed out on a $600 discount, as we always say, got to watch the pennies to make the dollars.
My saving grace is that when I said to Charlie Bernie, that I'm going to reach out to Mac Attack and Micro Center and see what type of friends and family discount they're rocking these days.
You know what? Charlie said to you.
What?
Come on, Todd. Come on, man.
Similar.
Come on, Todd. Come on, man.
Replace Todd with Oscar because his disappointment last time, as he left us in the lurch with three new Macs and no discount, was a waste of time.
Todd, what are you doing? Wait, Todd. What are you doing?
Okay. Sorry. My new favorite.
You fool me once, shame on me. You fool me twice, shame on you. Wait.
Is
that backwards?
Yeah. I think it is backwards. I think it's completely backwards. So nobody got a discount. What's the brand name that's on the wall?
It's a
Samsung.
Samsung, yeah.
Yeah, because if you're going to buy the 85-inch, you get the most expensive 85-inch television.
Mike, we are a premier podcast studio. We need premier equipment.
Where does the, at Podcast Village Studios, where does the 85-inch television sit? Is it in the lobby?
It's in the conference room. Downstairs?
It's in the conference room. Yeah. Downstairs?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
What do you mean? We have more space downstairs?
We have
downstairs?
A second location downstairs in the same building. We needed more room, Mike.
I didn't
more
know
room.
That.
More
so
room.
That's where you have like your meetings? And
that's where you have the heavy hitters roll through.
You
like
know
Rob
what?
Ford.
That's why I need to know what's going on.
Yeah, you need to feel like nothing's going on.
I need to know what you're up to.
Yes.
You know? Specifically how it benefits
you.
Me.
You.
It's all about
you're
me.
You're taken care of. Don't you worry.
Don't you ever. Do you know what button to push when we start the show?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Push it now, for Christ's sake.
Oh,
no,
Rob,
that's
wrong.
Not
it.
That's,
it.
No, that's
damn
the
it.
Wrong one. No, it's
what about
like,
what about this
you.
One? Oh, one more. Say me once again.
It's me personally. Ha 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 ha. Yuck, yuck, start.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at
www.michaelmara.com. No? That's not the right one, is it? Hey, Pony, is that the right thing?
No, it goes.
Okay.
Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah.
Do it again. Do it again.
Let's start it again. All right. I'm surrounded by F-ups. There we go. No, it's got to be louder. It's got to be a little louder. Thank you.
Okay, Ken. Oh, one more insult, please.
Get your shit together.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What do you want this time?
I'm hungry, Jane.
Well, of course you're hungry. You didn't eat your dinner. That's why you're hungry.
But you forgot my breakfast.
I didn't forget your breakfast. I didn't bring you breakfast because you didn't eat your din-din. Ha! You know, we're right back where we started. When I was on the stage, you had to depend on me for everything. Even the food you ate came from me. Now you have to depend on me for your food again, so you see we're right back where we started.
Why are you doing this to me?
Why? Doing what?
Making me afraid to eat? Trying to make me starve myself?
Don't be silly. If you starve, you die. I don't know what you're talking about. You really must be sick. Why didn't you eat your dinner?
Because I'm afraid. You made me afraid.
I thought you were supposed to be the big girl in this family. Nothing wrong with it. You're just a neurotic, Blanche.
You wouldn't be able to do these awful things to me if I weren't still in this chair.
But you are, Blanche. You are in that chair. and tell me what are these awful things I'm supposed to be doing to you?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. If you're listening right now, you do too. TMOS, always ready to hear from you with our weekly mailbag, our wide-open Wednesday phone calls. Our show is an interactive experience, and we love our audience participation, so please let us hear from you all over the world. The world. How do British people always say it like that? The world. It's the finest in the world. The world. All over the world. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by our friends who also have an office downstairs. Cornerstone First Financial. Interest rates are currently sitting at an 8-year high. Every day. Every day a typo. Every single day.
An angel gets its wings.
What?
An angel gets its wings.
Yeah, and the chances of them going up again, 10 out of 10, you can bet on it. So don't wait until it's too late to refinance, to consolidate debt, shorten a loan term loan, a loan term. So don't wait until it's too late to refinance, to consolidate debt, shorten a loan term, remove your PMI, do a home improvement, or even get approved for a new purchase. There it is. The holidays will be here before you know it, and if you act now, you'll be able to skip your December payment. That's a stocking stuffer that anyone would love. Plus, as their gift to you, Cornerstone will pay for your appraisal until the end of 2018. And that's a $525 value. Ho, ho, ho. Ooh. They guarantee to meet or beat any competitor. Some restrictions apply. So if you're in the market for a refi or a new mortgage, do yourself a favor. Call one of Cornerstone's licensed loan officers and let them discuss your specific situation and options. All credit types are considered, and there are Oscar Santana approved.
Woo! Man.
This is how I would call this right here.
Yes.
A masterpiece. Click their banner ad on our website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them at 202-625-1221 and tell Tater we said hello.
Oh, I love Tater.
That's their dog?
Yeah, good little dog. Good little dog.
Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing.
Woo! All right. As a reminder, Oscar Santana is on the ones and twos. Goodbye. Max, not helping. And Mike is doing his best to keep this show together because we had an atomic bomb dropped on us.
First of all, hold on.
Yes.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not doing anything I normally don't do. I would love to say that what I wish you to do right now is to channel that inner ballsy man of yours.
Yes.
And realize that, no, I am doing what I do every day. Nothing really, really changes, okay? What's changed is that the board op has taken a sick day, okay? I mean, I'm not going to – look, I don't want to be cruel – but I'm going to be cruel. That is the only thing that's really changed. Keeping the show together is not. The elements, ultimately for this show, pressing when the commercial comes in, when this sound comes in, what the, if it was live radio, it's absolutely paramount.
Yes.
I worked with a guy that was great at it, Don Geronimo, absolutely one of the best in the business. Ran a board like nobody's business. And I was completely overmatched and intimidated when he would be gone because I never did it anymore. Once I started working with him for like 20 years, I wouldn't do it. So when he was gone, I let other people come in and do it because it was just too much of a task.
Traditionally,
but that was live radio.
Yes.
We're recording this.
Yes.
And if something screws up, we can fix it.
Mike,
traditionally
now in most radio stations,
yes,
most in major markets, every talent has a board op.
Yeah, well, it used to be that way back in the union days where you go into like a WLS or a WABC in New York and you'd have a DJ on one side of the glass and he'd be throwing cues. But that was just playing records. We got all these little things that go on. But I just I think it's important to do two things. I think it's important to stress the value, that I hold everybody in wonderful esteem, and I value everybody's participation, but I think it's also extremely important not to overvalue.
May I highlight one thing? While you're being cruel and you're keeping it real.
Thank you.
When I was younger and I would hear the word esteem, I would think of steam.
Esteem like coming out of a steam engine.
So when people would say that, I was like, I thought people were mad at somebody because they would say, I hold high esteem for you. And I would think of a cartoon character with steam coming out of their ears.
Esteem.
Because that's my, you know.
I understand.
Yeah, but esteem is actually a good thing.
I know. I think, you know, it's interesting when you, you know, I value everybody. I really do. But sometimes I think that it's just, you know, in a moment where you're doing something that's out of your comfort zone, it's really important to, you know, to maintain, at least to our listening audience, the fact that it ain't nothing more than a pile of worms.
Yeah.
Look, in the old days, it was. In the old days, it would have been a big deal. So what I'm trying to say with all of this is I'm trying to just get you to take a deep breath. Can we get him a cocktail? Well, go to the refrigerator and bring him a beverage.
Ain't no thing but a chicken wing, Mike.
I know, but I think I'd love to have you have a what do we have in the fridge out there? What do we have adult beverages in the refrigerator?
Jack and Diet.
Neat. Can someone Neat. Get Mr. Santana a heavy pour Jack and Diet?
No
I think
caffeine.
That would be, I think that I would be wonderful.
I
mean, day
of shows. Right. I don't know what a neat pour is, anything. I've never touched alcohol.
No,
don't
it's on the rocks. This. He wants it on the rocks.
Don't just go and do it.
No,
please.
And have someone else do it, Mac.
Okay.
All right. Just make it happen. He wants a Jack and Diet. Do you have the fixins for Jack and Diet?
Yeah, or Jack and Coke, Village? Whatever you got. There's Jack back there. I know that.
That's good. That's a wonderful thing.
Champagne, you know, vodka,
take the edge off
whatever you want.
A little bit.
Well, it's because I care too much, Mike.
I know, but you don't. I don't. Your participation. I do care. Your participation to me, your value to me. You know when I would be uncomfortable?
When?
If I didn't have you to flap my gums to and you to flap your gums
so
to me.
I have so much to talk about. Finally.
That's what I care about
I get
more
to
than
make
anything
it about
else.
Me.
I don't care about, you know, sound effects, even though some of them, especially the new ones, are very funny.
Come on, Todd. Come on, man.
So, quick sidebar.
What?
Todd, if you're friends with him on Facebook, he made a montage, a collage of pictures of Mike and Todd, a precursor to Vegas, saying, I can't wait to see you. And someone...
Wait, Todd, what are you doing?
Someone told me on the elevator up that happened. And I said, I didn't see that. And they said, why?
I did. I said, saw it yesterday. I responded to it.
I said, I've muted Todd. I mute everybody that talks about politics. It's my policy.
Do you know that Todd, when we had an exchange on the Facebook social media website, do you know that Todd said to me that you had told Todd that I muted him, which I've never done. I have never blocked. I have never unfriended. I have never unmuted Todd.
No.
Even though Todd Moore's politics and my politics could not be more diametrically opposed.
Todd was hammered. I said, I've muted both of you. Not that he muted you.
Would you like to know what one of the Indianans said to me the other day? Would you like to know? There it is. Oh, and you did get it neat.
A little guy.
Take a sip and see if it meets with your approval. Let's see what it is. What do you think?
Oh, that's going to be a tough day today.
Okay, good. I kind of like that reaction. Woo. Let me tell you what one of my guys. So, you know that I'm down here in West South Florida, and I'm slowly getting back into my routine of getting together with my boys and getting out there and hitting the little white ball, which is the entire reason I'm down here. I'm down here because I love the weather.
You love the golf, the world
the rhythm.
Of golf.
I love the fact that my kid, when he gets older, can participate in outdoor activities year round. All of these things make it tolerable to live with the meth heads that ride bicycles. That is the reason I am down here. All right. So I love Florida. I love the rhythm. I love it here. I belong here. This is fine. I will be unhappy if you pull me out of here. So I just hope I live before sea levels rise. I live before, you know, we're doing a podcast. And you said, let's go down to Mike. I'm sorry. I'm having some connectivity issues down here. I love Florida, and I love playing golf, but the guys that I play with are all Midwesterners who are all, like most of them, passionate Republicans.
Yes.
And they know that I am what they like to call is a lib.
Lib.
a lib. All right. So, and I deal with the abuse.
Liberia.
I welcome the abuse, and it rolls off my back. Mm. I deal with it. I can't change their minds. They can't change my minds. But it occasionally they'll get happy, and one of them rolls up to me. I think it was Saturday. It was Saturday morning, and we were getting ready to go out and play golf. And they call up, and I hear, "Hey Mike. Since you're a socialist, listen." Instead of going out and playing golf, why don't we all just write down 72 on our scorecard and call it a day? And they all go,
pretty funny.
Like that. That's pretty witty. I'm like, so I turn around and go, ha, 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 ha. I wish that you never get into any kind of catastrophic healthcare situation. and then he counters back with me. Well, if I can afford it. Have a nice day.
I meet people.
But that's it. And so, you know, and I kind of fantasize. I walk away, I'm chuckling, but I'm fantasizing about him, like, getting into his car, coming down the stairs, and then suddenly, oh, look what God did to you. Look what God did to you, you compassionless pump. But you know what? They know me, and I know them.
You know them.
I have probably 8 or 9 emails that I have not even opened this morning, and they're all from this one guy, and I know what they're going to be. I mean, you know, and by the way, and these go right to the line of being appropriate. Like, have you seen the picture of the latest accuser of Judge Kavanaugh? And it's a picture of Barack Obama with a wig on. And, you know, it's just, that's the shtick that I get. And it's like,
you get a different email
they're
chain.
Slapping there. They're slapping. No, I tolerate it.
All right.
Look, the only way with people getting bombs in the mail that we are going to ever get back to the America I love is to be tolerant. I believe that. You fight for what you think is right, but at the same time, you try to tolerate. Because as much as you might think the other guy is wrong, they think you're just as wrong. And it's nutso. It's nutso, and it's created what we live in right now. I'll be honest with you. This is a nervous day for people. We're doing political persuasions today. I can't wait to talk to Chris about it and ask him as a journalist. You know, bad times for people in the media right now. Very, very bad times. You know, it's scary.
They're being murdered, and they're being threatened.
It's very scary. So we'll do a deep dive on
yellow
that.
Yellow journalism, please, people, remember that.
And what is yellow journalism?
I don't remember that from journalism school. It's just a term, it's a buzzword.
School, yeah. It was big. God, yellow journalism, that was like 6 weeks of that crap.
Mudslinging.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Pony. Thank you very much.
Go play with your
porcelain. But it is what it is, and you know what? It's frustrating. I get used to it, and
it's scary.
But I really, what I care about really is just lighthearted conversation, busting balls like I do on the show, and going out and living let live. When it comes to my politics, I'm very active.
This is where you know the show is real and loving and alive and full of esteem. When we had the personal emergency that happened to Rob, which it will be open to talking about or not, it's his choice, and we wish him the best of luck. I said to Mike, as a loving person I am, I said, what just happened this morning was as shocking as when I walk in one day and say, Shannon has left me for a nicer man. Because sometimes you just got to call your shot. Now, I don't want Shannon to leave me because she's on full scholarship and I think she's happy and she seems like she's enjoying her life.
Right.
But when she does, and I come in and tell you this.
Because your soul is filled with gadgets.
I'm soulless.
You're soulless. Yes. You're a soulless
I'm not
monster.
Abusive. I'm just soulless.
Right.
So when that happens, You're not going to see a big, like, oh, man, from my friends. They're going to be like, we saw that coming.
You know what? You know what scares me? Let me tell you what scares me is that I said this to my wife just the other night. Last night. That's exactly when I said it to her. I looked over and I said, thanks for giving me so many happy days. That's what I said.
That is sweet.
But I mean, that also tells me that that I am going to, you know, walk out and suddenly get hit by a car. That's what that tells me. You know, and I'm talking about really out of the way hit by a car, like a car will come like careening through the gated community over three fairways and, you know, take my knees out because I've said that, you know, or I'll be going to the dentist and it's just like, okay, it's like, what happened? Well, the dentist accidentally drilled into his brain on a routine dental visit and that was it. And, you know, I get to, so you know, because I really try to avoid that because DGH is my mantra.
I don't tell him that at all because if you tell tell them that, they get used to like they're doing something right.
No, you know what I did? I let my actions do the talking.
Okay,
all right.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's always the good with the bad. And if I'm at a paint a rosy picture, I might as well tell you the real deal. Okay. Carla is diligent in taking care of my little guy.
Yeah.
Keeping herself in incredible
shape.
She
exercises, as you yelled at her about yesterday.
She does a room a day in the house. She's, I'm talking about a deep clean. So this house is perpetually clean because she does a room a day. So she is she's embraced the role of mom, and she loves it. And she, but there are certain little tells that I see that are throwbacks to her old world. And
what's her the old world?
The old world is when I walked into her apartment when we was a courting, and I walked in, and there were six garbage bags that were in the corner of her kitchen stacked up. Mm-mm. And I said, this is pretty Pigmeister. And Daddy took a giant step back. Now, in fairness to me, making a little disposable in that day, and I was blessed to have someone come in and assist me with that stuff. So I couldn't really super judge
on
that.
She was just getting out of high school.
Yeah, so now we're set. The little guy, that's his chore, even at 5 years old. Yes, he does have a chore. Don't say I run a sweatshop, but he has a chore.
Now,
his
job sweatshop
is to take the trash out to the trash belt. That's what he does.
Does he drag it in that cute little way kids do?
No, he doesn't. He actually,
he's got the muscle tone to pick it up.
Well, I said, I don't care if your arms are shaking. I want that 6 inches over the ground. You little S. Go out there and do that. But the only thing that frustrates me is with meals now, with Carla being on her little program and me being on my little program, it has become evident, and I don't think this is a bulletin, that what really throws you for a loop, and it does, is, it, you know, they can talk all they want about eating out and how you can manage eating out. No, eating out is a supreme challenge, and it's a supreme challenge because they put stuff in food to taste good that throws you for a loop. And if you really want to control what's going in here, you got to kind of do it at home. So today, the sink, our kitchen sink. You've heard the expression, everything but the kitchen sink. I walk into what I believe it looked like at the bottom of what was ever in our kitchen sink. I think if those Chilean miners that got caught in the well years ago, or the mine that were down there,
yes,
you know, they wouldn't have been able to extricate them. They would have an easier time getting down to that mine and taking that tube and lifting them out one at a time than it is in my sink. It was that deep. And because I wanted my actions to speak louder than my words, I decided I would tackle. So I got a blowtorch, and I got what do you do with the
plunger?
The jackhammer. I got a jackhammer and a pickaxe, and I tackled the sink, and
it's
I was
dangerous.
Able to. Let me tell you what. You know what smells like ass more than anything a day later? Let me tell you what. Don't put this in your sink if you want to. If you want to have a cadaver dog accidentally run from the police academy to your domicile, don't leave any tomato soup that your 5-year-old has not consumed in the sink. That is the smell of death, like I've never smelled death. All right, it's crappy soup to start with, and tomato soup is garbage. And it was down, and I'm like, oh my God, what is this? Did a rabbit, choke on a lizard and then crawl into the sink? So I got it all out of there, and that's my way of saying, you know, thanks. I'm doing it. Thank you for the help. It's my responsibility as well as it's your responsibility, and that's.
I actually think you're doing the opposite.
What?
Because you're pulling a Santana.
Yeah.
When I get home, and if there are dishes in the sink, now
if you do them, they'll never get done again.
I do them. And she walks down. She's like, oh, you did the dishes. I said, well, who else was going to do them?
And then I walk upstairs. That's why you're a monster.
For our one bedroom. And I let her think about her actions.
Right.
And then I expect her to come upstairs and apologize to me in the way I should be apologized to, which is, I'll let you sleep alone tonight. I know you don't like intimacy. That's the way I like it.
That's it. Yeah, that's because he's a man with absolutely no soul, ladies and gentlemen. That's Mike O'Mara sharing a little lovey story about his home life, and Oscar Santana counterpunching with, I'm a soulless garbage man. But anyway, we will take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen, and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Hey, cold weather is here, and winter hydration is more important than you know. That's why you need Liquid IV. I have tons of Liquid IV. I have cabinets full of Liquid IV. I love Liquid IV. I love all the flavors. I like lemon lime. I like passion fruit. I love Liquid IV. Have I made that clear enough to you? I love Liquid IV! Liquid IV is an electrolyte drink mix that you simply add to a 16-ounce bottle of water. It can provide the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water, and it tastes amazing. Proper hydration fights jet lag, prevents cold and flu, fights altitude sickness, aids in digestion. For God's sakes, I'm surprised it doesn't grow another limb for you. I mean, that's how good
fantastic.
It is, all right? Liquid IV delivers hydration faster and more efficiently than water alone, and it comes in convenient and portable powder packets.
Mm.
Say that 5 times fast. Portable powder packets.
P-P-P-P-P.
Portable powder packets that provide you with perfect... I wish hydration had a P in it. Hyperhydration. It's wonderful. Non-GMO, vegan, free of gluten. Liquid IV, 5 essential vitamins, as much potassium as a banana, as much vitamin C, more vitamin C than an orange. I love Liquid IV, and I know you will too. Right now, our listeners get 20% off at liquid-iv.com. When you use our code TMOS at checkout, that's 20% off anything you order on Liquid IV's website. Go to liquid-iv.com. It's a complicated website, a little more complicated than some of them. Remember what it says, liquid-iv.com. Enter our promo code TMOS to get your savings and start getting better hydration. Don't wait. Visit liquid-iv.com, promo code TMOS, and get hydrated today, baby.
Fighting on the site.
So much rhythm, grace, and heaven have with one man.
Yeah, baby.
And then he had to know the kick in his left foot.
Thank you.
Do you have any Notorious B.I.G.?
No, but I got a throwback to that. I really do. How about we kick it, Oscar Santana?
Kick it!
Everybody, how you doing, everybody? Michael Barrow, beautiful afternoon. Hope everybody's having a fantastic time. That's right. Personal problems? We got no stinking personal problems. Everything's fantastic. And coming up, roses on the Mike O'Mara Show.
So wake up late for school, man. You don't want to go.
All right, I'm sorry.
Mike.
Don't do that in the middle of the show.
Sitting in Rob's chair, I get to see a different perspective on the show, which is Pony and Maddie. I usually just get to see Pony from my vantage point in the studio.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good.
Maddie's wonder when you hit the post is it reminds me of when I was a kid listening to you guys do talk ups.
Well, I only play like 5 of the same songs, Maddie. That's all I do all the time because, you know, the same songs are the best ones as far as the talk ups. That's the way it works. It's the world of Maddie, everybody. That's right. One of the best people to ever walk into the Mike O'Mara Show atmosphere. Her name's Maddie. She's a great lady. I hope you get to know her as well as we do. She's good people.
We did yes.
You want me to do a pony one?
Oh, please.
Okay. Matt Bloom did an interview at Anime 2018.
Imagine there's no heaven.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, there we go. That's it. That's the way that went. By the way, after every that. Pony song, after every pony mellow song, you end up with a backfire. No, let's do one on Pony's car here.
Please, please.
Good afternoon. It's Thursday. Matt Bloom goes down to his car, listening to his favorite artist, John Lennon. Starts his car for another day of work. Matt Bloom.
Imagine there's no heaven.
I'm just taking hold. I'm taking hold of this house.
I love it. You completely remixed them.
Let me see. What do we have for What do we have for Mac? This is perfect. This is perfect for Mr. Mike Mackle McIntosh. Here we go. Yeah, he's Mike McIntosh, everybody. Still living at home. And I'll tell you one thing, that Mac's mom never knows what's going on behind Michael McIntosh's closed door.
My baby makes me proud.
That's right. But you know what? The big one coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, boy. I have to tell you right now, we're getting super excited. That's right. It'll be 1 week from today. The entire Mike O'Mara Show crew, everybody, is going to be hopping on an aeroplane, making their way across the fruited plain to the desert of Las Vegas, Nevada, where we're going to go TMOS live at the Zappos Chamber Theater.
You made it sound like a strip club.
Yeah, I know. Hey, guys, don't forget your bartenders and your waitresses. Yeah, all right. Yes, sir. But you know what? This one's still, yeah. I like this one. Hey, let's bring out Ginger, Tiffany, and Scarlett. Yeah, aren't they lovely? Kick it. Look at these girls, guys. Don't forget. Yeah, $10 lap dances for the next 25 minutes. Fantastic. Scarlett's got a special. She's giving a 45-cent lap dance. She's 62 years old.
It's
I don't know what I'm doing.
S-C-E-N-T.
I don't know what I'm doing. Maybe I'm in the World Series high. I'm in the World Series high.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. The Boston Red Sox won their two games at home. My family members were in Fenway Park last night.
They were-
my nephew, my niece, my niece's husband, my brother-in-law Paul, he was there, friends of his and mine, Marty Carroll, Marty and his daughter were there, so just a bunch of from my hometown. They still live in my hometown.
Everything's
so that
coming
was
up
just
O'Mara
cool.
In Boston,
we had the whole contingent in there, and I wish I could have been with them, but man, oh man, I'm an old man, because it is a struggle. I now feel an obligation to Boston Red Sox fans on social media to write the word Zang.
Oh, I saw when it came through. It was late.
At the conclusion of the game.
Mm-hmm.
If they win. If they lose, I don't have to put anything up there. So if it's a blowout, sometimes I can take a chance. But I did this with the Capitals.
Didn't want to gamble.
I'm now doing it. No, I couldn't do it. I just feel as though I'm so
superstitious.
It matters to like 130 people. It really does. And I am sitting there going... And I'm so tired. And it is a close game. It's a close game. The game is you know, still in doubt. There is still a chance that they could lose. And I'm sitting there just going, oh, God. This
Please,
is so
somebody wrong. Win this game.
It's earlier than last night, but I somehow, for some reason, I'm really, really tired.
Beat down.
And the catcher goes out to the mound again, and the mound, and then the umpire goes out, and then the pitching goes. It's like, stop. With the conferences, for the love of God. And so I hung on right till the end. I am in bed watching the World Series. The last out is made. I have already written Zang into my status update on Facebook. I hit the button when the ball goes into the first baseman's mitt. I press it, and I with my other hand, I hit the power button on the television. On with the fat man's CPAP mask to bed within. I am asleep by 11:15. I am blissfully asleep by 11:15. The old me, Carl and I were looking at each other the other night and saying, you know, when I used to be super turbo into the Red Sox for the entire season, I would go. Remember that old house I had in Manassas?
Yes.
And I would have people over periodically, but we had that sun porch that was
beautiful
through that tiny. Mm-hmm. It was a weirdly constructed house, and it was this narrow little den that went out onto a sun porch. And I used to tell Carl, I said, "Do you remember the days where we would drink? Well, I would. We would kill the better part of two bottles of wine." And on certain, like, super late nights,
we
maybe go deeper than that.
West Coast games would take
West Coast games,
yeah.
And we would be hooving the smokes, and then it would be to bed. I'd do the afternoon drive show. And I said, I don't know how we survived that, because right now I'm sitting there and it's like a little beef. It's 10:30, and I'm already looking at my wife going, so, so very sleepy. You know this when you and your radio partner called me at like 10:40 the
yeah.
other night, and you knew, and Oscar knew, they all know yeah. that I'd be like close to dreamland. I wasn't asleep, but I was about
no
to fall
No one believed
asleep.
Me. I said, he goes to bed at 8:30. Wait, so the Red Sox are playing. He might be up.
boy, I shouldn't say this, but I am going to say it. I feel a little guilty that I should be experiencing just a little more joy, but I think I'm jaded. I think this is
think you're spoiled. Absolutely.
I think I'm a spoiled fan. Yeah. I think this is kind of like it's expected right now. And the Red Sox are, they're not making it super easy, but they're also, they have this aura of winning that
nothing can stop them. Nothing can stop them.
They're a juggernaut. I really feel that
way,
you know?
No
jinx.
But
I'm still able to get pissed off at television when I'm watching it.
Yeah.
What is the deal now where, within the game now, they will put the little square box like between pitches and they will put a commercial on. Mm. And it is so timed out that they know the exact amount of time it's going to take in between pitches and they will put an ad in there. Is this now the way that they're combating the internet and that everybody has their personal devices where no one watches these commercials anymore? But for years, advertisers insist if I'm going to do an ad, they want me to do an endorsement ad because it's woven content into the show.
Yes.
It's why our advertising is valuable. It's valuable real estate. Don't you forget that. People like Alexander Papp and Cornerstone First Financial know that.
Snap
and a lot of our advertisers know that.
Look at ID. Harry's.
Within TV, old school media, they're trying to squeeze in that little space, and I find it a bit annoying in the middle of the game. I think it's
I'm happy you asked this because yesterday I was honored because I was asked to go to the Georgetown University School of Business and talk to a sports digital marketing class and explain to them.
Bingo!
Wow, way to go! That's good stuff.
And discuss the world of podcasting, its viability in marketing, and how it can be used. And to your point, the reason why now in football games, during your TV newscasts, during the World Series, a day we thought we'd never see a commercial built into the fabric of the program is that these television stations and these broadcast entities are having a harder time justifying, hey, your commercial's really making an impact and people are really watching and seeing your message if they're fast-forwarding through all the commercials. This on-demand world has completely changed the paradigm of how advertising works. That's why podcasting has been so successful, and that's why it really works for when you have a dedicated audience like ours, is because people, these messages are built into the fabric of the show. Now,
and by the way, we are not immune from it either because we're constantly having to modify our thing.
Yes.
And I think we can let the cat out of the bag. It's the reason why starting next week, every day, Mike McIntosh will be dressed as a Harry's razor. So it's going to be a lot of fun with that.
I just put Mike to bed by giving him the true answer. I am so sorry.
That's okay. No, I just, that's what we're doing. It's a product placement. And really, Maddie, better get used to drinking or walking around being dressed as a liquid IV glass. That's what you're going to be doing. It's going to be fantastic. All right. And Pony Boy, Matt Bloom will be a Ring doorbell. All that's going to happen next week. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Talking away.
Roll it.
Do it. Oh, please.
5,000 subscribers. The Mike O'Mara Show channel on YouTube is now 5,000 strong. And it's all because of you. If you aren't a subscriber, what are you waiting for? Go to the Mike O'Mara Show channel now on YouTube, tap that bell, and you'll get alerts when a new show is posted. You can even watch it live, weekdays with the other P1s, and comment on the fun. On-demand comedy from the TMOS YouTube channel. 5,000 strong, marching towards 10,000.
God bless you all.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Yeah. Hey, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Listen to me right now. I love my Ring doorbell. Ring's mission is to make neighborhoods safer. I know you know about their smart video doorbells and cameras that protect millions of people everywhere. Ring helps you stay connected to your home from anywhere in the world. So if there's a package, delivery, or surprise visitor, you'll get an alert and you'll be able to see, hear, and speak to them all from your phone, no matter where you are, thanks to the HD video and two-way audio features on Ring devices. I just got the Ring floodlight cam up in Maine. Oh, it's so good. I love doing it. I love checking people out. It's great. It was easy to install, and I can keep track of my home. It's the world's only motion-activated security camera with built-in floodlights, a siren alarm, and two-way audio, so you can see, hear, and speak to anyone in your property from anywhere. I am in love with it. And if you get the protection plan, which I also got, all of your Ring video is saved forever, and that equals peace of mind. As a TMOS listener, ladies and gentlemen, you have access to a special offer on a Ring starter kit. It's available right now. It has a video doorbell and motion-activated floodlight cam. This starter kit has everything you need to start building a Ring of security around your home. Just go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com/TMOS and start living safer today. And we thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. It's time. It is time. I have to admit, as we go to Mr. Nicholas Diamond, do we have Nikki on the phone?
We
do. Is Nikki with us right now? Nikki, I have to tell you something. It's a sad It's a sad NFL year for me with my New York Giants, Nikki. And I really pour my soul out to you when you're talking about making coffee and picking football games. But man, oh man, the Giants. I mean, I had hopes for at least a reasonable season, but the Giants. And Shermer, the coach, and Eli, and now trading their cornerback, Eli Apple. It's just a sad, sad state of affairs, Nikki.
Well, you can't have a good team with two Elis on your team. That's a long, long rule I've always thought. One Eli at the most. That's what I've always said. Look, it's a bad year for New York all around. I mean, other than the Yankees, who had a pretty good year, it's just... the Jets are bad, the Giants are bad, the Rangers, the Islanders, the Knicks. I mean, it's get the hell out of New York. That's what I say.
Nikki Diamond joins us from Pahrump, Nevada. You know, Las Vegas close by. And boy, are we looking forward to coming out to your wonderful state, Nikki. Maybe we'll come by and grab a coffee if you're still working at the shop.
I'll take care of you. I got to... Hopefully, I'll still be working there. I got to take a little time off. I'm volunteering at the polling on November 6th. I'll be doing some help there when people attempt to vote. I have I got a little money on some of these candidates. I want to make sure everything's on the level, if you know what I'm saying. So.
I totally understand. You know, Nikki, we're doing a live show out there in Nevada that's sold out the night after. There's a fantastic show. I don't know if you've heard about it. It's the 80s murder mystery comedy show, and it's got some very, very funny gentlemen. It's got Joe Robinson and Justin Schlegel. And this brand new kid who's on the scene that's
killing it. He's killing it.
People are there. There's a real buzz about him, Rob Mayer. And I don't know if you've heard about this show, but it's supposed to be really, really special. Is there any buzz about that out in the Nevada area?
A lot of buzz about Joe Robinson and Justin Schlegel. Not a peep about that Rob guy you spoke about.
All right, very good. Let's get right to it. Thank you for that.
I heard a rumor that Spurlock was on that show, and there's a lot of buzz about that.
Well, yeah, before today I would have said, he's guaranteed to be there.
50-50.
Now don't count your chickens. Anyway,
it's even money that he screws it up. That's what I'm saying. Word on the street.
That's the word on the street. Let's get right to it. The Merle, the Carey, and the Diamond Pick of the Week. Lay it on us, Nikki.
Well, let's start out with the Merle. It's a sure thing, baby. The Detroit Lions at home versus the Seattle Seahawks, both coming off a bye. The Lions 5-1 the last 6 years off a bye. Seattle travels west, 1 p.m. game to Detroit. Lions give it 2.5. They will win going away. Stafford is back. 2 touchdowns, 0 interceptions each of the last 3 games. That guy's on fire. Take Detroit, baby.
Okay. That's a sure thing. Lions, nice. Seahawks. Very good. Very good. What about our Merle? What's our Merle? Oh, that's the sure thing. I'm sorry. Yeah, the carry is the sleeper. I always get them confused, Nicky. Sorry about that.
Well, one sleeps, one gives it up.
Very confusing. They're two totally different women in your life. don't sleep on this guy. He's been missed the last 2 games. But Chris Thompson for the Redskins going to go against your Giants, who can't defend the running back catching the ball, which is just what Chris Thompson does the best. He's back after 2 weeks. Give him 100 yards, possibly a touchdown. Don't sleep on Chris Thompson. And the Diamond Pick of the Week. The Steelers are back. They're on a roll. They're home against Cleveland. They tied in week one. It was a horrible game for Big Ben, but it will not be a horrible game for James Conner. He had two touchdowns in the first one. We have two more. Le'Veon Bell, stay at home. We don't need you. James Conner, light him up. I'll see you in Vegas, baby.
So long, Nicholas. Thank you.
Pam Webster, that's Nye County Treasurer. See ya.
Oh, he snuck in a political ad. He snuck in a political ad.
This is crazy.
You just have a second here before we go to news you may not need, but I did want to share this with you, Oscar Santana.
Yes,
that you know, I've been doing some biking.
Yeah.
And I fear that I made a big mistake. The other day, I actually got the courage up and ventured out of the community to change the scene a little bit, get a little change of scenery, and move my way out to the biking world. Went up to a little local place where I bought the bike. So I actually rode my bike all the way
to the bike shop.
Yeah, about a 5 mile ride all the way up to the bike shop.
That's pretty ballsy.
And you know, out there, but it was fine. I was on the sidewalk, and you know, by the way, there's a certain type of man down here, the Florida man, who uses the bicycle as a primary mode of transportation. And you know, they're always driving around on their bicycles, going, "Hey,
no t-shirt.
Yeah, where's my vape cigarette?
No t-shirt. No sunblock."
No, what I did was I decided that if I'm going to take this bike on longer journeys, I would like to put some accoutrement on
there. Oh, you want to soup up your bike, some chrome.
Yeah, I would like to put a water bottle holder on my bicycle. And I also, if I'm transporting, I don't want to be one of these guys that has a backpack when he's riding the bike, because I'm not 22 years old.
You're also not a Ninja Turtle.
I'm not a Ninja Turtle,
yeah.
But I made a terrible mistake. I got, I don't know what they call it. It goes on it's the bike rack that goes on the back over the rear. The
flower
rear
basket?
The bike rack.
No, I didn't get the flower basket. This is on the back of the bike. It's, what's it called? Pony, you're a bicycle guy. What is it? What's the thing?
It's just called a bike rack.
A bike rack, and it sits on top of the rear tire.
To have saddles put on there?
Here's where, this is where I made the big mistake. They sold this, and the guy was a master at upselling me on different stuff. And he said, "And then if you want, you could get the rack, and you could just this automatically slides on." You know what I put on it, Pony?
What's that?
I put a basket on. I put
you didn't black. Get saddlebags.
I didn't get I got the old man. I looked at this bicycle. I haven't seen me on it because you can't take a selfie while you're pedaling.
No.
But I will tell you, this bike rack that I have now has the basket on it. And when I got home, I looked at it, and I really now look like I'm a 98-year-old alcoholic that is riding to and from in the assisted living facility.
And, to the liquor store?
Yeah,
to
the liquor store.
In the back to drive back.
The basket is in the garage. It probably will never sit on the back of my bike again. And it's nice and detachable, so you can go on and off. But I don't think there's any real hip way to ride your bike and maybe pick up stuff at the same time, Pony. I don't think it works.
Well, you can get a bag that attaches to those rails.
A saddlebag.
They look a lot better than a basket.
Okay.
I've been down this road.
Literally, get it?
Yeah. Well, once you start riding a bike on a regular basis, and you like, oh, I may be a little more productive and get some exercise by riding down to the store and picking some up, right? So you want to make the most of your exercise. You start thinking along those lines. And then you look, oh, what could I put on this bag that's not a backpack? And then you figure out really quick, like you did, but I didn't pay for it because I said no, is that the only things you can put on your bike that make it, I guess, worthy of a trip to the grocery store to pick up some apples or oranges or whatever you're going to do is all dorky. It takes away all sex appeal from your life. It's like having a kickstand on your bike. You don't need it. Lean it on a brick wall or a tree. You'll be fine.
I think I'm going to buy my motorcycle again. I'm going to get a motorcycle. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a motorcycle.
You just sold a motorcycle.
I know. I'm going to throw it away. I'm going to throw the bicycle away, get a motorcycle. There's no way you don't look like a dork. There's nothing you can do to a bike. You know, you could trick yourself out looking like Lance Armstrong. You still end up looking like a dork. and a fat dork at that, waddling along on his bicycle. We'll take a break, come back with news you may not need. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We sure hope you're having a good time, everybody.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
This is called Not the Name Game. I'm going
to give you a
category of things. Say, I could say, this is not one of our categories, but products made by Apple computers.
We'd go back and forth.
And I would say iPad.
And I would say iPhone.
And I would say Mac.
iMac.
And I would say dissatisfaction. And we'd go back and forth until someone couldn't come up with some. That's exactly, see, that's you could win a point
penis.
There. iPenis. Is that from the Genius Bar?
Yeah.
You got to get
big, hairy.
Pony, there's your promo.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, I want to tell you about our bonus packages. Did you know the world's largest pumpkin pie was made in New Bremen, Ohio at the New Bremen Pumpkin Fest? The pie consisted of 1,212 pounds of canned pumpkin, 109 gallons of evaporated milk, 2,796 eggs, 7 pounds of salt, 14.5 pounds of cinnamon, and 525 pounds of sugar. And yet that pie was still smaller than the jerkdom of the ticks and leeches that still haven't purchased the TMOS bonus show.
How dare they?
Jerk faces. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. It's the most fun we have each week, and it still has the scent of a squash-based pastry, awash with the aromas of cinnamon, nutmeg, and occasionally cardamom. Also gourds. Just go, you know, it doesn't seem the same without him laughing at his own material in the background there. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. Remember, pie is better with ice cream, and so is the bonus show. So please buy both. That's right. Bonus show and ice cream. Buy it today,
now more
ladies
than ever,
and
Mike.
Gentlemen. Now more than ever.
Certain
and
things cost a lot of money.
We thank you.
Can't make news. Promises we can't keep.
I understand that.
Boo.
I want to do that, everybody. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm going to help.
Police in Blackpool, England, posted a surveillance photo on Facebook of a guy who committed a robbery and asked people if they recognized him. Not the guy, the police.
Ooh.
By the way, some of these stories are written by young people who really don't know how to put a broadcast sentence together. The police are asking if they recognize the guy. They didn't get any leads, but a ton of people pointed out that he looked just like David Schwimmer. I saw the picture. He's a doppelganger for David Schwimmer. It's hysterical. The cops received so many tips that it was David that they actually updated the post and added this, quote, "We have investigated this matter thoroughly and have confirmed that David Schwimmer was in America on this date." That's how many
just wanted to clarify that.
It's all right. The guy from Fred's. The story went viral, and David responded with an alibi. He said, quote, "Officers, I swear it wasn't me. As you can see, I was in New York. To the hardworking Blackpool police, good luck with the investigation." Then he attaches a video where he's carrying an armful of beer, just like the suspect, but he's in a New York supermarket with ads for the Yankees in the back room. It's very, very, very funny.
Genius.
In the criminal justice system, doesn't that sound like that show?
Oh,
in the criminal justice
law
system.
Law and order.
Ding, ding. Traffic offenses are still considered illegal. In New York City, the dedicated detectives who investigate sexually based offenses are members of an elite squad known as the Special Victims Unit. They aren't above the law. Yesterday, Law & Order SVU superstar Ice-T was arrested for blowing past a bridge toll in New York City in a brand new sports car without paying. He was on the George Washington Bridge. That's a tough one to do it on. He went through an easy pass lane without an easy pass. Hey, by a show of hands, have you ever gone through an easy pass lane without an easy pass? Hello.
Everybody.
It's easy.
Everybody just drives through.
It's easy. I didn't know they could like stop you and arrest you. The cops noticed, probably because he was driving a McLaren 720S.
Holy S.
Even worse, the car wasn't registered, so he was busted for that, too. So you're not above the law, Ice-T.
Well, you got to have a registered vehicle, at the very least, if you're going to blow through a toll.
Yeah, but the way we did it one time is we thought that we were up to date on our Easy Pass, and we went to, I think, did the main trip and got back and had this whopper of a bill saying, sorry, you didn't replenish whatever you're supposed to.
Yeah,
it was terrible.
Yeah.
But, you know, I never thought we'd see the blue lights in back of us, but I guess Steve found out differently.
Oh, yeah.
If you work in the fast food industry, Jennifer Garner's new boyfriend wants to put you out of work. I like all stories Jennifer Garner, because I think Jennifer Garner is
We root cute. For her because Ben Affleck is a monster.
Yeah, a monster. Sources say Jen is casually dating a guy named John Miller. He's the CEO of Cali Group, which owns Cali Burger, a chain similar to In-N-Out Burger, but with one big difference. It uses burger flipping machines.
Ooh.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of Cali Burger?
No, but we should probably try it if we're out there.
I haven't seen one. I think it's probably California if it's Cali Burger. Well, the company's plan is that by the end of 2019, all of its locations will employ a machine called Flippy.
Ooh.
See, that's what makes me suspicious, that they give it a cutesy little name. Flippy is a robot that can cook 150 burgers an hour. According to a recent YouTube video, Flippy is not ready to work alone. He still needs human help. But the way his coworker is talking, Flippy is constantly being upgraded, and it sounds like Flippy might be self-sufficient in the near future. So
that job will go to robots as well.
Yeah, flipping burgers, you know, they got to do what they got to do.
Someone still has to burp at the drive-thru.
This is true. Yeah, I burped. Thank you. Give me my egg white delight. Forbes has a list of the 10 highest paid TV actors, and not surprisingly, the list is loaded with the male stars. Here we go.
Okay, here we go.
The Big Bang Theory.
And
Modern Family.
The lucky.
It's incredible. I mean, you know, this is like so many different things. When you talk about people that are getting their break in television, they start with a pilot. You don't get anything. If you hang in and you're lucky enough where it becomes the popular show, it's a massive payday. Better than movie stars.
I have a colleague who's an actor, and he moved to New York, and he's a little older. He's in his mid-30s.
Right.
And he's fighting his way through every audition. He said, every time I talk to a coach, they say, do your own thing. Write a script. Write a play. And he's like, I'm here to be cast in scripts and plays. You want me to write them?
Want some, right? Because that's the way the money gets in your pocket. Number 10 is Andrew Lincoln. He's on The Walking Dead. He's got 11 mil. Ty Burrell, you know him from Modern Family, $12 million.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse Tyler Ferguson, $13 million, Modern Family. Eric Stone Street, $13.5 million, Modern Family. Modern Family, man, they're all making bank.
Cam
O'Neill, $14 million. Here's the wild card. Mark Harmon on NCIS. He's got $19 million.
Sleeper. He's a sleeper.
That's $19 million a year, right? That's what we're doing?
Oh, yeah. Per contract.
Number three is a tie between, Kunal Nayar and Simon Helberg, both with $23.5 million from The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. Paid for days.
Get me those
syndication
agents.
Money as well.
Wow. Johnny Galecki comes in at number two with $25 million from The Big Bang Theory.
Galecki. Known
Coxman. And at number one, everybody knows this, Jim Parsons.
Oh.
To be a mousy nerd.
Intel money.
$26.5 million from The Big Bang Theory. Yeah.
Who needs a Powerball, Mike?
Yeah, you don't need that if you got a TV show. Do you watch The Big Bang Theory, Mac? Is that the show you
like? I actually do. I just watch it for the hell of it. I don't exactly like it, but I don't really dislike it. I just watch it to pass the time.
Way to go out on a limb.
Yeah.
All right, moving right along. Someone posted a list online of Halloween. That'll get you your own show someday. It's what people want. Decisiveness.
He's got to check with his manager.
Someone posted a list online of Halloween rules. Mac, this one's for you, too.
Okay.
These are Halloween rules that they think everyone should follow. And you tell me if you think these five should be hard and fast rules. When was the last time you... you're how old now?
I'm 27.
27. So it was last year of trick-or-treating?
Approximately. Maybe like 1 or 2 years ago.
1 or 2 years ago. Here are the rules.
He looks like a little baby.
I was doing shtick. Here are the rules. I don't know if they're in any particular order. Number one, don't guess what someone's costume is unless you know what it is. You might offend them. Oh, bite me.
No.
Eat it.
I don't care. Says, if you're not sure, just ask, especially with kids. I don't care. If you're coming to my house to get a peanut butter cup, I don't give a rat's ass if I offend you.
Or if you're my trunk at my church, who cares?
Yeah. If you don't know what the costume is, it's a bad costume.
Yeah, we had to tell the little guy.
Look at this guy.
I could probably talk about it tomorrow. We had to tell the little guy that he wants to go to the original Trunk or Treat, which is at our old church, which kind of going kaboom. You know, by the way, if you want to know my participation in that church, it sounds like this. Okay, that's what happened. And
Davidian.
We're still not sure. We might be going, but we're not sure. Oh, God, that's going to be like, hey, where are you?
Where have you been?
Where'd our
pastor go?
Don't bring bloody decorations into the office. If you decorate your desk, try to keep it fairly PG. Not everyone likes gore. Oh, this is, come on, grow a set, people.
Yeah.
And here's another one I don't like. Number three, don't wear an offensive costume.
Mm.
Even if it's a joke, it's risky. It depends on the kind of offensive. If you want to go as a devil showing your butt cheeks, ladies, I'm not offended. I will not be offended by that. And by the way, Good Housekeeping recently posted a list of 15 costumes you should probably avoid. Bite me. What is it? What is Halloween for adults if you're not wearing something inappropriate? Come on. Number four, remember, nothing is private anymore. So if you do go with an offensive costume, you can't act shocked when someone posts photos of it on Facebook.
Mm.
I'm with that one. That's fine if you know what that rule. And number
five, Megyn Kelly.
And the last one, Megyn Kelly, yes, star is rising.
Mm-hmm.
The last one here is teach your kids. This was the one I totally agree with. Teach your kids to be polite trick-or-treaters. Make sure they say thank you every time.
True story.
Don't have them grab the candy out of the little jack-o'-lantern plastic bucket and run away. Even if it's candy they don't like, you say thank you, kids.
Boom,
that's the way it's supposed to go. Thank you. We still with you, Mac? You
all right? Yes.
Okay,
just Mac, good.
Don't ruin the show.
Okay, I won't.
Very good. And now a little something something, ladies and gentlemen. Firefighters in California said a man house-sitting for his parents tried to use a blowtorch to kill some dangerous spiders.
Ooh.
And, of course, he set the home on fire. The Fresno Fire Department said firefighters responded Tuesday night to reports of a house fire in the Woodward Lake housing development. Those are lucky people. Firefighters said the man who made the call escaped the house safely. He told firefighters he had found some black widow spiders in the house and had been trying to kill them with a blowtorch when he sparked the blaze, setting the entire domicile on fire. No injuries were reported, and the man was able to go back to his job bagging groceries with a forklift, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. Congratulations. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. Yes?
Do you want Chris Frates to come and sit in for the last segment of the show?
To talk about political persuasion?
Yeah, just a seamless segue into the new program.
We'll use the last segment instead of the audio vault because Rob's last-minute AWOL today.
Yes.
We'll have Chris Frates join us, and we'll use the last segment as a promo
for
PP. All right, political persuasion. We'll do that when we come back. We'll talk to Chris Frates right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
New partners, Walmart, Macy's, and Target. With this new partnership, you can buy almost anything. Be like Mike and buy a really big stopwatch. Be like Rob and buy Birkenstocks. You can get a douche like Oscar. You can buy Japanese dolls like Pony. Be like Nikki Diamond and pick up a lock. Be like Dan and buy fans in bulk. You can buy children-sized clothing like Katie. Be like Pauly from Brooklyn and buy, I don't know, some garlic bread or something. Just click through the new link and get shopping now.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. That's right. It is our holiday shopping center. Macy's.com, Target.com, Walmart.com. And here's the best part. When you access these sites through our portal, you're supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. That's fun. And it's smart. Plus, plenty of free parking and no lines. Just make sure to access Macy's, Target, and Walmart through their banner on our website. Can't miss them. So if you need it, buy it right now by clicking through at MikeOMaraShow.com. Costs you nothing, but means the world to us. Macy's, Target, Walmart, and TMOS. The only way to shop now. Go spend money. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. And now, gives me a great deal of pleasure to welcome a very, very special guest, winner of the 2001 Nobel Peace Prize for Contradiction. A man who is not only a journalist with CNN, Politico, Breitbart, all the biggies. A man who is also a lot of people don't
realize.
You wonder
why I got the Nobel for contradiction. I mean, with the fake news come out of this
house.
Excuse me,
guest, I'm introducing you. Also,
incorrectly.
A noted decathlete. And a man who people don't realize in the late 1990s was a cereal designer. I know you don't realize that that's an actual job, but a cereal designer. You think that you know,
boxes
Count Chocula
by themselves?
You don't. Yeah, you think that? You think that mealy crap just jumps into the box automatically?
It doesn't work like that.
He's Chris Freites, my co-host on Political Persuasions, and the architect of a wonderful business called Storyline, where he works with corporations to get their word out to the world. A very smart man, and a man who really, let's be honest, gives me fits every single week. You know?
I look forward to it every
How
week.
How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Take an extra close look at your mailbox today?
Yes. No pipe bombs. Yeah. I don't rate.
We're going to be talking about that today because it is a world, story now. It's a national story. It's a worldwide story. And we will be covering that in great detail today on the Mike O'Mara Show, Political Persuasions with Chris Freites.
May I tip in here, Mike?
Yes,
Chris, you should know, first off, we thank you for sitting during the segment. We know you don't usually sit, so it's
how much of a pain in the ass is that for us and the crew and everything that he comes in, because he's got the, you know, he's this millennial type guy that has to stand.
First of all, I am not a millennial.
Fit he is.
I am a Gen Xer, and
you're a Gen Xer,
sir. I take great umbrage at that insult. The rest of your faux introduction, I can deal with, but that sir shall not stand.
Okay, that will not stand. That will not. Chris, just behind the scenes, for those of you that may not know, and by the way, if you're listening to him right now, remember, Political Persuasions is a political show, but it's a lot of fun, and Chris does a great job, and
I'm no slouch myself! It's basically this show where we talk about politics.
But you're standing. Yeah.
But I stand because, you know, I got to speak from my diaphragm. I'm a broadcaster.
Let me, can we dissect it a little, just a team?
Let's
talk. We got a few minutes here.
Take a deep dive.
I want to promote my posture.
I want to promote Political Persuasions.
Which, yes. Please listen to it.
By the way, we want to keep doing this show. All right.
Well, you said.
We're not getting any business.
You said off air. You said, Oscar, whatever we do, we're going to save PP.
I did say that.
Well, don't put it like that.
I mean,
it sounds weird, like you're keeping your pee in a jar or something.
It's not we for your wee. We're going to say Political Persuasions.
Yes.
I want to. I love doing it.
Yeah. And the thing is, it like really doesn't need saving. It just needs a few more people to listen to it so we can get some business support.
Yeah.
We are so close to our numbers, dear Mike O'Mara audience. Mm-hmm. If you love Mike O'Mara, you will love Political Persuasions, and you don't have to like me even that much, because Mike's that good.
That's sweet. And
you should just download so that we can then bring you the sponsors who get us paid, because we've been doing this show. There's been no business support for a year, because we love it, and we love you, and we love the audience we've built. We just need a few more of you to come on board, take the ride with us, because we'd love to talk politics with you, because Mike's very passionate about it, and you get a little dose of it here on the Mike O'Mara Show. But if you want a full heaping helping, come on on a political persuasion.
Race is
informed. By the way, and this is important, I don't care if you're into politics or not anymore. I really don't care. I want people that aren't into politics to check us out.
And
I want
are.
The guy. Yeah. I want the guy that on Saturday, you know, gets home from work, wakes up in the morning, takes his dog for a walk, then lays on the couch with a big bag of Bugles and turns on the Iowa Hawkeye football game. I want you to download political, not any other week, this week. I want you to do
subscribe.
It this week, okay? And this is the week we're going to be talking about, really, all hell breaking loose, because it's another week with all hell breaking loose. That's the way it works. And I can't tell you how much, and I think, Chris, I speak for you when I say, we both really enjoy doing it. We wouldn't be
Absolutely.
Doing it if
yeah,
we didn't like
right.
doing it. And Oscar likes to use the word passion project. This certainly is for me, and I don't do many passion projects. This is a lot of fun. This is a lot of fun doing this.
I think that's right. And Mike, just to echo your point about you don't have to be a political nerd to like this show. That's why right. we designed it this way, because I'm a political nerd, you're a political junkie, but we don't do Crossfire. We don't do cable talk news. This is wholly different. In fact, you know, on Political Persuasions, we have a mailbag because we like to hear from our listeners. And
right.
I'm just going to sample our
Please.
Mailbag if you'd let me on your
yes.
show, because Janet Shum wrote in and she said, I love the show. I'll be very sad if it ends. And then Chris Chagnon says, it's the only place I listen to political commentary.
I see that.
And so it is a go-to spot for people who aren't necessarily into politics, but yeah. they listen to our show because we present it in a way that is actually listenable, palpable, and fun. I think, and you bring the fun to that show, and I think that's what makes this work.
And just this is a little preview. I will get
Please.
Into a deep with you on Political Persuasions, which we are taping today, but I do have to ask you this, and I'll ask you this on my show. As someone who worked at CNN, and that is not a lie, that is the truth, how personally, because even me, because I am in a public forum and I talk about politics, I even had a moment of, wow, this could be anybody. When Robert De Niro's getting pipe bombs, how did you feel personally about it? Just your own personal feelings about it.
It was scary. It was very scary. Those are my friends. Those are former colleagues, and I thought they showed amazing professionalism. You saw the fire alarm go off while Jim Sciutto and Poppy were on set. They take a quick break. Then they come back, and they're in the Washington, D.C. studio, and Renee Marsh, a friend of mine, is anchoring. That's called backup anchoring, as you might know, Mike. You have an emergency anchor ready to go from another location, and then everybody moves outside. And CNN continues its broadcast with Poppy and Jim from the sidewalk outside the Time Warner Center, because that's the kind of professionalism they bring to it. But Mike, make no mistake, this is not an accident that the pipe bomb went to CNN. It was it went to CNN for John Brennan, a large and very vocal Trump critic, and the other nine or other eight pipe bombs that have been discovered so far. There might be more lurking in our post offices across the country. Those were all targeted at people that Trump has targeted his rhetoric at, and he has it's a clear and
present
danger. That's what I was going to go. I thought that might be too extreme,
no,
but Oscar, I think you're right about that. It really feels that way, and it's something that it shows that words have consequences, Mike, and you and I have talked about a lot about that on Political Persuasions. This is the president's rhetoric. He has impugned his critics. He has condoned violence in his rallies. Is it any surprise then somebody might take this step? No, it's not, and it's frightening.
Well, you can call it that. I call it the golden age. Anyway, thank you very much, Chris Grace. No, I'm joking, of course. Hey, if you don't laugh, you cry, for Christ's sake. That's the way that works.
It hurts. Cuts me deep, Shrek.
I'm sorry. This is kind of like your bullpen session that we're going to start. That's Chris Freitz. It's Political Persuasions. Check it out. That was a good idea to bring him in. And for our friend Rob Spiewak, I hope everything works out. He hopefully will be back on the program tomorrow. And Oscar, you did a fine job today.
Thank you. It's a
you
pleasure.
Really, really did. And I hope you enjoy the ending of the program. It's designed especially for you.
Can't wait.
Today. And I hope we play the elements in the right order and do all that stuff. That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode. Remember, voting the engine of freedom and democracy requires your participation. Please remember to register and vote. It really does matter. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana and our good friend Mr. Chris Freitz, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.